to the Middle East now, and Saudi Arabia has condemned a naval blockade declared by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis. Houthi militants earlier said they would impose the maritime embargo effective immediately, opening a potential new front in the conflict between Iran and the US and intensify fears of a fresh surge in oil crude prices. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has called the embargo a violation of international law and maritime policy, vowing to respond to any threats to ships with force. The head of Yemen's Saudi-backed presidential council, Rashad Al-Alimi, says it's working to ensure oil exports continue.
In line with our responsibility to ease suffering, we announced that we will work on resuming oil exports by all means starting today. Our priorities include meeting the state's basic obligations, paying salaries, improving services and supporting economic stability, ensuring that Yemen's wealth returns to all Yemenis instead of remaining hostage to the militia's recklessness and extortion.
If enforced, the Houthis' naval blockade could cut off Saudi Arabia's access to its Red Sea ports, which have offered an alternative route for oil exports outside of the Strait of Hormuz.